Alderman Zielinski has returned in the nick of time.
I got a call from my buddy Luigi who says, you're on the phone, so I need it back. Luigi came through for me.
Item number 14 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, providing a verbal informational report on a proposal to partner with the City of Milwaukee to create an off-leash dog exercise area on City of Milwaukee land located at East Lincoln Avenue and South Bay Street. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Schlesinger.
Chairman, Supervisors, we were approached by Alderman Tony Zielinski of the city to discuss a possible partnership of an off-leash dog exercise area down on the near south side. With your permission, I'd like to kind of turn it over to him so he can explain the proposal as he presented it to us.
Alderman Zielinski.
I was waiting for you to say that because I learned my lesson. I was in here when Mr. Balistrieri spoke out of turn there. So I know you don't play around. Actually, I've seen my former colleagues, Supervisor Broderick, Supervisor Borkowski. I met... I see Jason almost every day. So, but the people I used to work with, I've probably seen you more this morning than the last 9 years put together.
Well, and my only question, am I more handsome?
Yes. Oh, of course. You and Supervisor
I didn't
Broderick.
Ask about Broderick.
You know, actually, you know what's amazing is the people on the Parks Committee, all of you people look younger than you did years ago. You don't know this. I saw it. Right. It's incredible. As everybody knows, there's a lot of pet lovers out there, and Bayview is a very densely populated area, and we've got a lot of people that would like to take their dog, let them run loose. And it took us a long time because it's not easy to find a parcel of land where people are going to accept dogs in a fenced-in area, and I found that location. It's underneath the bridge of Bay and Lincoln, Canvas neighborhood a few years ago, and the neighborhood was okay. We couldn't do anything a few years ago because we had the Bay-Lincoln Bridge construction project taking place. So that's finished, so now we're moving forward at this time. And we assembled a few people, and I've got a few people in the audience that have been participating in a work group I put together on this. And as we were meeting, we said, why should the city reinvent the wheel from an administrative perspective? The county does a very good job with the dog parks that they operate. And so my proposal was, when I contacted the Parks Department, was, look, the city will provide the land. We'll pay for all the infrastructure improvements, fencing, and so forth. The only thing we really need from the county is to handle the permit, the administrative end of things, and you can keep whatever profit, if there is any profit, in your own coffers. I think that this is an excellent example of a partnership between the city and the county, and I think that there's a number of things the county does very well, and this is one of them, and I think that we should, be partnering with the county. So I'd be happy to entertain any questions that you may have.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Stamper.
Alderman, good to see you. Yep. Which park is this?
It's not a park. Mm-hmm. It's land that's underneath the Bay and Lincoln Bridge. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of tucked away. There's some basketball courts to the north. There's railroad tracks to the east. And there's nothing really to the west. So it's an area that isn't across the street from any residential housing. So that's not going to be an issue. But if you take Lincoln as far east as you can go, when you can't go any further, mm-hmm. there's Bay Street, and it's right underneath the bridge.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions by committee?
Do you want to introduce your working group?
Oh, yes. We have a couple of people here from our group. We have Andrew Apple from Community Bark. And then we have, I think the other gentleman may have left. He had to leave. But I'll turn over my seat for this gentleman to say a few words.
Sure. Mr. Apple? Is it Apple or Appel?
It's Appel.
I thought so.
No, it's no problem. No problem.
I had probably a relative of yours somewhere in the hinterlands up north who
could have been.
Same spelling.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. My name is Andrew Appel, and I'm representing kind of two different groups today, actually. I'm part of the working group with Alderman Zielinski. I'm also I'm representing the board of ROMP, which is Residents for Off-Leash Milwaukee Parks that has worked with the county previously on the county programs. And they're the friends group for the Milwaukee Dog Parks. I just want to say we totally support Alderman Zielinski's proposal to leverage the county dog park process as a low-cost and scalable process to support a potential city dog park in Bayview.
Good, very good. I know I'm familiar with ROMP, and I know what good work they've done in the past. And Community Bark is new to me, but I'll look forward to hearing more.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm also here. I'm the owner of Community Bark, which is a dog wash and coffee bar. We have two locations, one in Bayside on Brown Deer Road and our new location on South Kinnickinnick in Bayview. I'm also a dog park user. So I serve the dog owner community in the city. And, you know, as you know, representing that, I also support this proposal because I think it's a great way for users to leverage all the great work that's been going on with the county to help make the, you know, potential city park in the local community, you know, as successful.
Sure. Good. Well, thank you much. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, this area is to the north of my district by about maybe a half mile or a mile at most. I think this is a great use of this space.
Thank you.
This I regularly, on the way home, because I like to actually bypass KK during the rush hour now. It's so darn busy. Which means I don't go directly past Community Bar, but I think it's a good use of what I think is kind of a dead area, if you will. It's because the on-ramp there, it eats up that land and devotes it exclusively, as prior to this proposal, exclusively to automobile traffic. So I'm glad we can get something that'll bring people back there. The more people we can bring into an area, be it a county park or a city park, whatever it is, the better it is for the whole community. So I also want to thank the alderman and all the task force members that have been working on this. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, commend Community Bark. They transformed my lumbering 90-pound ball of fur into a sleek 85-pound not-so-freebie. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Chairman. My dog also is in need of exercise, so I would like to use this park when it's finished. Did you get a chance to run this by Marina?
Oh,
Alderman?
Before I even contacted the Parks Department, I contacted Marina. She and I communicate on a regular basis, and she thought it was a great idea and provided me with the contact information for the Parks Department.
Okay, great. And do you have a puppy?
No, I don't, unfortunately. But that may change now that I have a dog park.
You got to get a dog. Yeah.
Just before election time.
Right. Oh, yeah. Especially when there's cameras.
Get you a dog.
give me your dog.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's
thank
all.
You.
Okay.
Well,
that's
thank
all.
You. Babies, too. Thank you all who participated. That item is informational. To conclude.